Steve Lavin is with us here in the studio. We're talking college basketball. He has been successful at everywhere he's been. He was at UCLA and had a record of 145 and also 78 losses, and now has been very successful at St. John's as well. We'll talk about his St. John's program in just a second. I noted in the notes when I was reading up on you that at St. John's you assembled a specialized basketball staff, including individuals with NBA coaching experience and a history of national and city championships. Tell me what you were thinking about when you put that staff together.
Well, number one, between the stints at UCLA and St. John's, as you know, I was in the broadcasting business for 7 years, working alongside my partner, Brent Musburger, as well as Dave O'Brien and some other very talented people at ABC and ESPN. And during those 7 years, the equivalent of a sabbatical, I was able to step back, both time and distance, so important, as we know, in all aspects of life, and look at the world and the game through a different lens or prism, and then come back to coaching for a second tour of duty at St. John's with an increased acumen, and also the cutting edge perspective of what other schools were doing. Because as I barnstormed through the country covering college basketball, I had the opportunity to watch Lute Olson and Roy Williams and Mike Krzyzewski and Rick Barnes and Tom Izzo and Ben Howland and all these other fine coaches, and to see what they were doing in terms of building staffs, game preparation, facilities, recruiting. And so that was very helpful, because that time and distance in broadcasting helped shape a different perspective. And one of the things that stood out to me was the importance of a staff, similar to musicians, you know, putting together a band and how you complement one another. There's a vocalist, there's the rhythm section, right? Someone on the ivories, the horns. So I wanted to come back to coaching and put together the best possible staff to position St. John's basketball program to be competitive and be a sustainable winner. We're not there yet, but we're getting there. And it's a process, as you know, when you build any organization, any team, it's an incremental progress situation, but we're closer to having that breakthrough. As a matter of fact, we think next year we've got a chance to do some very special things.
Steve, I would assume that things have changed when it comes to recruiting, because first of all, it used to be you had kids 4 years, maybe 3 years and everything. Now it's one and done. And so the continuity aspect of sports and the, you know, that's important, the cohesiveness of a team as well, that has changed. How have you and other coaches changed as far as how you're recruiting them?
Well, I think you study the trends and you have to look at your particular situation. Each program is different. Kentucky, North Carolina, Kansas, UCLA, those programs are different than St. John's and Villanova and Providence. So you have to know where you are, what's the vision, the mission and the aims of the university, and how does your basketball program fit, complement within the university's overall mission and aims, because those two need to be working in concert. If they don't, there's going to be an issue. And so for St. John's, we need to find the balance of four-year players, sometimes even five-year players when we redshirt them, that give you the continuity, the stability to build a sustainable winner. And yet we need to be able to secure that top talent, that occasional Jason Kidd. For us, it was Maurice Harkless, who played 1 year at St. John's and moved on as the 15th pick of the Philadelphia 76ers out of our first big recruiting class at UCLA, at St. John's. So I think it's a balance. I've said before, the tortoise and the hare. You need enough tortoises that give you stability and continuity. They're going to be in your program 4 and 5 years, but you also need those hares that can come in and impact your program in 1 or 2 years and maybe have the opportunity to go to the NBA. It's interesting. When I look at my career, we've had a number of four-year players that had long careers in the NBA. Jason Capono played 4 years at UCLA. Ryan Hollins played 4 years at UCLA. Earl Watson played 4 years at UCLA. Dan Gudzarek played 4 years at UCLA. Matt Barnes played 4 years at UCLA. And those players were better prepared to hit the ground running and deliver and get to that second, third, even fourth contract and their 10-year pension to set them up for life. And they got the college degree. That's the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
But Baron Davis played 2 years and went out as a third pick in the draft, and he's done very well for himself. Entrepreneurial spirit, doing documentaries, got himself involved in the entertainment world. And so he was someone that after 2 years was able to make a good living in basketball. I think he earned over $200 million. That's no small piece of change.
That's a good living.
And he's doing pretty well when you look at the pension. And he can come back and earn that degree during the summertime. And now he has even more time to go to some night classes at UCLA and will eventually earn that college degree, which is what his grandma wanted most, even more than the basketball. So I think it's a balance between those players that have a chance to go to the NBA after 1 or 2 years, but also stabilizing and building a foundation with kids that will be in school 4 and 5 years.
When you think about St. John's, it is an urban school. It is in the city and everything. Do you meet any resistance about kids that want the a campus kind of experience that is like a North Carolina or maybe like a Duke or anything else? Do you have to deal with this? What's your response to that when someone says, hey, you know, I don't know, coach?
Sure, it's not for everyone. So number one, you have to know who you are again. And we are a school that doesn't have college football. So if you're looking for that big social Saturday game day feel of a Florida or an Alabama or a USC, that's not the school for you. St. John's is a different situation. For us, it's about the great tradition, the great heritage, the great conference in the Big East, Madison Square Garden, and the chance to perform in the greatest city in the world, or at least right up there with San Francisco. I think, you know, you amplify the strengths of your particular situation. And that's what distinguishes you. One school from another is build a compelling argument for why St. John's is the fit. And for us, New York City, our style of play, our staff, our history and tradition, an entertainment center of the world. And our campus in Queens is very intimate. It's a small, personal college experience. And yet we have all the glamour 20 minutes away in Madison Square Garden in one of the centers of the world. So to me, it's a wonderful balance. And I think parents and prospects see that when they come to visit, that, oh, this is the garden. And then you've got this beautiful campus where you can have an intimate, small college experience.
There's another thing, too, about the school, St. John's, being in New York. And there's something about special that's about New York, and that is the fact that you think about Chris Mullin, came out of New York. You think about Helicopter Herman played on the playgrounds. Dean Manninger was another guy that played there as well. There's not a better scene in sports, in my mind, Steve, than a hot day, 90 degrees, 90% relative humidity, blacktop, sun is setting, 10 guys, 5 shirts, 5 skins.
Absolutely. Rucker Park.
Rucker.
That's why people enjoy that experience. And it is an urban center. And as a result, the style of play is influenced by that.
Does that give you an advantage in the sense that kids that play the game in the inner city want to stay home and play the college game at the inner city where their friends and family can see them?
It's an interesting mix. You have some kids that want to go away, and you have some that want to stay. Very similar to UCLA. Mm-hmm. We lose some players to Stanford, Duke, Cal, Kansas. But then also there were those that wanted to stay close to home, share it, the experience with their family members. After a win or a tough loss, it's nice to come out of that locker room and be able to have some support, some family there, to either share in the excitement or have someone encourage you during some disappointing times. But it works both ways. New York and L.A., while they're dramatically different, UCLA and St. John's have their differences. There are more similarities than there are differences, and that's why it was such a seamless transition for me to come back into coaching, because in many respects, the argument that I was building as to why you should come to St. John's was very similar to the one I built with kids that I felt should come to UCLA.
We got 90 seconds before we have to break again, and I'm just wondering, when you think about the Big East Conference, how it's been anchored there in that part of the country, it's changed a little bit now. You've lost Syracuse, you lost Pittsburgh. Has the personality of that conference changed?
No. It still has that rich basketball tradition. It's a basketball-only conference. There is no football, which makes it unique, gives us distinction. Great young coaches up and down our conference. And I like the additions of Xavier and Butler and Creighton, because they also have wonderful basketball tradition in different parts of the country. That adds value, like a good toolbox or a good jukebox. We've added them to the 7 schools from the Northeast, and we work well in concert, and the future is very bright. I'm old school. I like 10 teams in our league. There's a true champion. home and home. You play each other twice, and let's see who's on top at the end of the season.
What's the personality of the league now, do you think, playing-wise? What is it known for, the style of play?
It's still tough. Defense, rebounding. It's a rugged conference. And great rivalries. Just, you know, up and down this league. And new rivalries that are developing because of Butler and Creighton.
Yeah, I think I was happy to see it maintain its history. And I even though they lost some schools that I liked, you know, Syracuse, great history there with St. John's and the rivalry, I really liked it. Hold on, Steve. I want to talk to you a little bit about your broadcasting career because you were outstanding in doing it. And we're also going to talk a little bit about UCLA and about the St. John's program going forward. We do that as we continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show.